News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming up in a few minutes after the next break at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Attorney General Steve Marshall joining us. Going to talk about what it's like to be in a post-Roe world. Yep, Roe v. Wade's gone. What does that mean for us? What's Alabama law going to do? What's it like to enforce that? What are we looking at in other states, and are the courts following suit? Well, we'll talk about all that. Attorney General Steve Marshall at 2:35. Hey, I gotta tell you, too, by the way, Right Side Radio is growing. Going to be having a big announcement here in the next few days. But in the meantime, just know this. We are growing as an organization. Right Side is not necessarily just, you know, a part of this station. It's a separate entity unto itself, and we're hiring. So if you want to look for it, if you're looking for a job that gives you flexibility, gives you the ability to set your own hours, if you're the kind of person that can look someone in the eyes, shake their hand, and make good contact, and you would like to work in sales for Right Side, well, we're hiring right now. So on our website, it is posted. You can go there and check it out, rightsideradio.org. And at rightsideradio.org, you will find the announcement right there at the top of the page, on the main page of the website. So, yeah, we're hiring. We're growing. We're an organization looking for solid people who believe in the same things that we do and want to get out there and do sales for the team. All right. Hey, by the way, there's other things on that website. Got to tell you, it's huge. It's full of stuff. We got a lot of things on there. I mean, the podcast is on there. I haven't even checked, but I'm pretty sure that we're at like 58,000 downloads now, which seems like we just hit 50 just like last week, but I guess that was a few weeks ago. But yeah, we're just basically taking the world by storm here. But 58,000 downloads ish of the web, of the podcast, that's available to you right there on the website. You can also, by the way, find things like the Right Side Store. You want to get a coffee mug? You want a T-shirt? You want Right Side socks? Because everybody needs Right Side socks. We know they do. Everybody needs Right Side socks. Well, anyway, all that's at the Right Side Store, which is also on the website. And then here's the thing: I tell folks all the time, the reason why we have such a broad audience of people that listen, you know, that are way beyond the AM/FM and call in. We got people calling from out of state. I mean, we got folks like Jeff from Indiana, Steve from Tennessee. We got Jerome in Rome. We got folks calling us from down in South Alabama. I know we got people listening in Virginia and around the nation. So listen, you want to call in from anywhere you can, because you can listen to us from anywhere. So here's the deal. Just if you're, no matter where you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org, and click on Listen Live. And no matter where you is, there we is. So yes, that's how we do it. Right Side streams online. Okay, so yeah, a lot of things happening right now in the news. I'm sitting here in the studio. I've got both CNN and Fox up on the wall. And I got to tell you, when I see two TVs side by side, one with CNN and one with Fox, I can't help but think that there's going to be some kind of a clash. It's like the warm air and the cold air blowing together creates a tornado. So anyway, but it's amazing what they're talking about. But right now, literally, I'm looking up on the screen, and CNN appears to be trying to justify the economy, while right next door to it, Fox is telling us that the economy is in, you know, in great, you know, great trouble. Unbelievable. But nonetheless, I keep them up there. So the number one, I can see what's out there, but I can also see what the enemy is saying. So just be aware. That's why I've got both up. So we've got, the Attorney General coming on in a minute. We're a post-Roe world. What a cool thing to be able to say, Copper. Post-Roe world. Isn't that great? I just look at it and think, wow. Is Copper still there? Copper, are you there? She is not. Well, nonetheless, it's a post-Roe world, and I am loving that. But yeah, looking at it right now, there's actually states where they had trigger laws in place, much like we do, and yet at the same time, their courts are not allowing them to proceed immediately like we did. You know, I did not expect that, because Judge Myron Thompson is not known for being amenable, if you will, to the conservative cause. He has been, you know, sort of blocking things that are conservative for years. Like, I don't know how in the world he always managed to get the cases. A little fishy, if you ask me. But Judge Myron Thompson, a very, you know, notably liberal judge, I think he was appointed by Bill Clinton, sits on the bench, the federal bench down in Montgomery. He didn't waste any time. And, you know, we talked about that the other day with my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. He didn't waste any time because Attorney General Steve Marshall's office was ready. They were primed. They had the motion to lift the stay on Alabama's Human Life Protection Act the minute Roe was overturned. Roe was overturned the same day the motion to lift the injunction on that existing law was filed by the court, and Judge Myron Thompson, to his credit, did not waste time. Within hours, he had lifted the stay, and abortion became a thing of the past in Alabama in one afternoon. It's really humbling to see that we are where we are. I know we're about to take a break right now, but when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking to Attorney General Steve Marshall about what that means. And what it's like to be in a post-Roe world now as the Attorney General for the state of Alabama, where he has fought in the trenches, even going to bat on bills that I passed. I had one, the Human Life the Abortion Dismemberment Act, we called it, and he fought for that one. But now he's finally, after the fact, able to do stuff. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just had the opportunity there to interview the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, talk to him about being in a post-Roe world. Well, let me just move through that a little bit further here, just to give you an idea of what it's like elsewhere, and for that matter, what have been the ramifications or things that have happened right here in the state. So yeah, article on CNBC. CNBC, how good can it be? Well, I'm enjoying this one. CNBC dated 2 days ago. Alabama abortion clinic cancels 100 appointments after Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. There's 100 babies saved right there. 100. The West Alabama Women's Center in Tuscaloosa has canceled 100 appointments for women scheduled to have abortions this week. 100 in a week. Wow. I mean, assuming they're only open on 100 a week. I mean, it just hit me what I just read. I mean, I've got all this highlighted, and I was going through the article earlier and setting up all my resources. It just dawned on me what this says. 100 in a week. Let's assume they're only open 5 days a week. That's 20 a day. My gosh. All right. Says Alabama swiftly banned abortion. On Friday, after the court decision, anyone in the state who performs an abortion would face up to 99 years in prison. Three patients came to the West Alabama Women's Center early Monday who didn't get the message their appointment was canceled and who wanted to see if they could still get an abortion, said Robin Marty, the director of operations at the clinic, the director of the place that kills 20 babies a day. When the Supreme Court overturned the landmark decision on Friday, 21 patients were at the clinic for first-time appointments, hoping to schedule their abortions this week. Wow. However, so there's 121. So they had 100 already scheduled. They had 21 who were meeting with them to talk about scheduling. That's 121 babies saved in one clinic in Alabama, where there's only three clinics that do this on an elective basis, period. Wow. It says, however, most of the patients who come to West Alabama Women's Center are from out of state. I know, Copper. This is amazing, isn't it? It says Georgia could soon ban abortions after 6 weeks if a federal judge grants the state's request to allow a 2019 law in Georgia to go into effect. Alabama's neighbor Mississippi is also poised to ban abortion after a certification process, and the Florida Panhandle only has two clinics in Tallahassee. Florida is also poised to ban abortion after 15 weeks on Friday, though ongoing litigation could affect that law. The clinic, the one I mentioned a minute ago, West Alabama Women's Center in Tuscaloosa. The clinic was one of two in Alabama that was open 5 days. There it is, 5 days a week. 5 days a week. Because it has a full-time doctor. Wow. All right. But in other places, though, whereas Alabama's took effect right away, not always in other places. Hotair.com. Hotair.com reporting state judges temporarily block trigger laws as the battle moves to the state court. So it says abortion providers on hotair.com. It says abortion providers in two states are receiving temporary reprieves from trigger laws taking effect. This is, by the way, what I'm watching here is it's sick, because what's happened is in Louisiana and Utah, they literally got an injunction put in place. The plaintiffs who filed the suit claimed that in some way their due process rights weren't considered, and they didn't have an opportunity to consider what it meant to have an immediate stay on the opportunity, not immediate stay, but an immediate ban on having an abortion. And so what's happened now is in one case, they're going to set a hearing, and that injunction is for 30 days. And the other one is for, I want to say, 2 weeks until the judge has a hearing there. And in the meantime, it just goes on to say that basically they are literally like rushing to get their abortions. Quick, get in here quick while you can. And Louisiana has 3 remaining abortion clinics, and it says that basically staffers are reaching out to 400 women who had their appointments canceled and trying to tell them, we got a reprieve. It's just gross, man. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, CNN goes on to talk about Huntsville. CNN article dated yesterday. Abortion clinics in the Deep South are dealing with the realities of a post-Roe v. Wade world. Talks about two ladies. It says Jenny and Lisa had two very different experiences when they reached. They each decided to visit the Alabama Women's Center in Huntsville 2 weeks apart. Dr. Yashika Robinson, who runs the Alabama Women's Center in Huntsville. She testified before Congress most recently. She says, of course, Alabama's law for punishing doctors who perform abortions for life in prison. It says here it's 99 years, but yeah, life in prison. Okay. The doctor says, my greatest concern is being able to care for patients without harming them and also without getting myself into trouble. I felt powerless as a physician. Well, that's crap. And if somebody out there knows her, tell her I said that's crap. Absolute crap. The idea is she doesn't know how to care for patients without harming them. Well, what kind of doctor are you? Or without getting myself into trouble? Don't do an abortion. You do an elective abortion. In Alabama, by the way, there is still an exception to avoid serious health risk to the unborn child's mother or for ectopic pregnancies or if the unborn child has a lethal anomaly. All right? Exceptions do exist, but the idea that she doesn't know what to do, I feel powerless as a physician, that's crap. You're just so used to making money off of killing babies at the Alabama Women's Center in Huntsville that you don't know what to do now. How are you going to pay your mortgage, I guess? I don't know. Maybe go actually preserve life instead of taking it. There's an idea. Yashika Robinson, do that. Maybe you'll quit living in fear. Woo. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. A little more on this when we get back. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM. Like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, by the way, if you want to get a job, if you're looking for work, if you're thinking, man, I keep hearing the jobs are out there, but I don't know where to find them, let me suggest something to you. ZLA Solutions. One of our team members, one of our advertisers, if you will, that has been sponsoring this show now since its very beginning, ZLA Solutions is one of the best out there at putting people back to work. They got the connections, man, and they got the jobs posted right now. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got them posted all over North Alabama. Good-paying jobs. They had some the other day. They told me, like $17 an hour. They had some most recently at $20 an hour. I mean, they got a lot of jobs posted, and so if you're looking, they've got them. But if you're also an employer who is looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need people, that's their bread and butter, man. They'll do it. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. That's right, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They can square you away. So check them out. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. These are friends of mine. I get a kick out of it when they say, hey, we got another call from Right Side. Love that. All right. Listen, I'm going to keep moving forward. for a few more minutes on this piece about being in a post-Roe world. And this is no small thing. And I know I'm preaching to the choir when I say it. I mean, I understand this audience is you know, every bit as conservative and shares, the majority of y'all share the same views that I do on most things. And we just, you know, we kind of talk about them, and sometimes, you know, it sort of braces me up to hear somebody else say something in a way that I hadn't thought of yet, or to put words to it that I like those words better than the ones I was using. Well, I hope that's what you're gathering here, but I know I'm speaking to a pro-life audience for the most part. But think about what it means for something to have gone on 50 years. 50 years. People stayed in the trenches, literally trying to just fight the good fight, stay on it, pray, volunteer, do the legwork, lobby your legislators, make calls, do the things it takes, counsel people. You know, it's amazing what it took for 50 years. Folks, that's a long game. That's the kind of thing we've got to do on other issues. I mean, look at it. It's worth it. It is just a minute ago, right before the break, I mentioned the fact that one clinic alone in Alabama, one clinic alone, the West Alabama Women's Healthcare Clinic that conducted apparently massive numbers of abortions, they had 21 people seeking to schedule their first appointment, and they had 100 appointments already on the books, and all of them got canceled. It's 121 babies that were saved in one day, in one clinic. That's a mill. That's a factory. And so, the truth be told, the fact that we are calling ourselves a post-Roe world, just pause a moment and consider what that might mean. 63 million babies have been aborted since Roe v. Wade was passed in 1972. 63 million lives that never breathed the air. In one clinic, in one day, in a generally speaking pro-life state, Alabama, I mean, I have no idea what it's like in California, New York, other places where you can have abortion on demand, the same as you can buy a hamburger at a fast food station. I mean, it's just, anyway, unbelievable. Now, I don't know, we had the AG on a minute ago, and I guess I'm going to have to get kind of plussed up on what the Plan B pill is. Copper, grab the mic. I mean, did I hear him say, is the Plan B pill a different thing than the morning after pill? Are those two different things? Do you know?
No, those are the same.
Those are the same. Okay. Yeah. All right. But you can get, right now, and you can get the Plan B pill through the mail, correct? Like you could do an online prescription service that mails it to your house?
Yep. You don't need a doctor to examine you in person. You can do it through telehealth, which means that they can't determine the gestational age of the child to be able to even see if the abortion pill will work on you.
Oh my gosh.
Which is why emergency room visits have spiked. Because it can cause hemorrhaging and even death if you take that pill and it's past, I think it's an 8 or 10 week cutoff.
No kidding. People who are ill-informed or just, you know, desperate to get rid of their child are calling in and saying, I need a prescription, either lying about the baby's age or the doctor's not actually asking about the baby's age.
Well, they can ask, but you can't actually be sure because women often don't know unless you actually measure the cranium size of the child.
Oh, wow. Do you know, Copper, I mean, I know this has been a cause that you've been involved in, the pro-life cause.
Yeah.
Are there states that have already banned the pro-life, I mean, the Plan B pill?
Well, the Plan B and the morning after, those are the ones that supposedly stop you from ovulating, but they can prevent embryo from entering the lining of the uterus. But the abortion pill, that you can take later. So those are two different ones. So people are trying to ban the abortion pill, but as for contraception that you take within 72 hours after intimacy, I don't think people are trying to ban that right now. I mean, it's controversial.
Gotcha.
But on the label, technically, it's not listed as an abortion because it supposedly just prevents ovulation.
Okay. All right. I'm tracking now. And now I think I understand what the AG was saying. Okay, I get that. Well, I guess that's the thing we're going to be looking at is state laws that may wind up taking some of these things into account.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, I hope so too. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, a couple other things on the plate here. Yes, legal abortion services have been ended. Now, there's all this talk too about the question of the rape or incest exception, and we don't have that in Alabama. And I'll point out to you that while I am, and some are going to say, oh, that's so generous of you to be, you know, accepting and sympathetic to the rape victims. Well, I don't know what else you want me to say, but the reality is I am. It's a horrible thing. They deserve whatever counseling and assistance they need. There needs to be justice. But do we compound that? And this is the way those of us who believe that life begins at the moment of conception feel. Do we compound that awful situation with a second awful situation? At the same time, I got to tell you, and you know what, Copper? If I can find a way to get this audio to you, we might play it on the show today.
Sure.
But there was an amazing, amazing little short video, like 30 seconds. I saw it on Instagram. My daughter sent it to me. It was so moving that you could get emotional watching it because of the emotion that was in it. And it was a man standing outside the Supreme Court just the other day. And his voice was cracking when he was telling the story. He said in 1972, I think it was, he said, a 14-year-old girl was raped. And that was his mother. And she chose life. And that life was him. And he said, he said, just today, they announced the decision to abolish Roe v. Wade at a podium that I built with my own hands. He said, so the podium that I built, the survivor of a woman who chose life after being raped, is actually where they stood and announced that Roe v. Wade had been abolished. And he said, every life matters. And I thought, what an amazing testimony to the difficulty of what we're talking about. And yes, Alabama does not have a rape and incest exception. And while I understand that that's some misery on the part of the poor person who was the victim, and I do understand that, I also recognize too, though, in my opinion, that when you compound a negative with another negative, you've just created a double negative. When you compound the crime that was committed against the victim in those cases with the loss of the life of a baby, you have just doubled, in my opinion, the issues that are involved. All right, so there's that. I'll tell you what, let's move on from that. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll switch gears here in a minute, lighten things up, sort of, by going down a different road altogether, the woke wars. Yeah, liberals are after more than just abortion, and it's craziness. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.